This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Yankees have an opportunity to tie the game in the seventh inning. He's standing on second base, second and third, Soto up. Soto gets a base hit right to the right fielder, and Gleyber Torres is given the hold sign by Luis Rojas at third base, which I thought was a mistake. Should have sent him. But he holds him up. The throw comes over the cutoff's head. And this is the other thing, too. What the hell is Juan Soto doing? Like, let's just be fair. Soto made a base running blunder of his own on that play. There is no need, and we've talked about this, with Judge behind him, with two outs, there is no need to take any risk to try and get to second base and leave first base open. They might walk him anyway with second base open, but I am not making it easy for the Baltimore Orioles to take the bat out of Judge's hand. And especially now with Wells slumping, which is another talking point of this game. Wells, Chisholm, Stanton, nothing. And have been in slumps here. You cannot. Why are we taking any kind of risk? I understand that the throw went over the cutoff man's head. And to be totally honest with you, I've watched the play a bunch. I'm not sure that if Gunnar Henderson didn't realize they had a dead duck at home in Torres, that he doesn't stay on the bag and tag out Juan Soto. Juan Soto might be out at second base. It's a dumb base running play all around, but then obviously Gleyber Torres, as soon as Adley Rutschman throws to second base, inexplicably, when he goes back to the base, takes off for home, and is out by 100 miles. It is some of the absolute, like, he is, last night you saw the exact dichotomy of what Gleyber Torres is. That was the Gleyber Torres experience. Gleyber Torres giveth, Gleyber Torres taketh away. Like, it is unbelievable. That is some of the dumbest base running. Between the two of them, I don't want to let Soto off the hook. I'm pissed Soto tried to go to second base. Pissed. But that doesn't excuse Gleyber from trying to head home. I have no idea why. No idea why. And that is going to come up. We're going to get on these things where when they get into a postseason series, which, by the way, they're going to win this division. They are going to be the number one overall seed. And the reaction to this game, as ugly as that base running was, and we have to worry about plays like that coming through. No doubt about it. Gleyber Torres in the field. Gleyber Torres on the base path. Juan Soto on the base path. Juan Soto in right field. We have seen Dominguez drop balls. We've seen Verdugo fall down. We've seen Volpe make bad plays in the ninth inning with games on the line with Clay Holmes pitching. Like, we have to worry about all that. Of course, every team does. We just got done playing Seattle. They had more base running blunders than, like, they actually were worse than Gleyber Torres. Every team has to worry about bad plays. Every team has to worry about errors. Every team has to worry about hitting in the clutch. The Mets didn't hit in the clutch last night. That's part of it. And I'm sick and tired of the woe is me. Like, I'm just tired of the hatred from Yankee fans. I am tired. Like, they're talking about this, you guys, the reaction from this game last night, as if the Yankees have been, I know the Yankees went through a long stretch, way too long, where they weren't very good. That is not now. The Yankees have the best record in the American League since July 27th. The Yankees are coming off a 5-1 West Coast trip, where in the last 2 months, they have turned a three-game deficit against the Baltimore Orioles to a six-game lead heading into last night. A six-game lead. Their magic number is 3 to clinch the best record in the American League and be the number one overall seed. And we're talking about them like they're a bunch of stumbling idiots. And I don't understand it. As frustrated as I may be, we go way overboard. And like just everything about it. Like I heard a caller into Keith and Keith talking about bringing Meza into the game. Like, tell me exactly who's allowed to pitch, Yankee fans. Like, you can't have Clay Holmes, and we'll get to Clay Holmes now. The manager talked about Clay Holmes in his interview today with John Boy. Clay Holmes can't pitch in a two-run game. God knows Leiter can't pitch in a two-run game. I guess Meza can't pitch in a two-run game. You got Cousins on the IL. Who's exactly allowed to come in the sixth inning with a two-run deficit to pitch for the New York Yankees? Should they bring Weaver out there for four? Hamilton, you got to go Hamilton, Canely, Weaver, the only three guys we trust in any game where it's within two or three runs. Otherwise, it's punting. Like, what are we talking about?